Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All righty, Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. We'll get to some NFL picks right now with the Prop Queen, Arielle Epstein. Make sure you check out her website, thepropqueen.com. Your one-stop shop for props. What a slogan. What a line. Arielle Epstein here with us. Arielle, how are you?
I'm great. I can't believe it's already going to be week 7 in the NFL. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Did you enjoy? I know you're a Ravens fan, and I know the Bengals are going up last night against the Steelers. Did you enjoy Joe Flacco being elite last night on Thursday Night Football?
It was incredible to watch. It's funny. You said you're a Ravens fan. Did you enjoy? I was confused as to where you were going to go with that because nothing's really been enjoyable this season. Watching Joe Flacco be elite yesterday was crazy to look back. I know that recently, since Joe Flacco has joined a new team, he's had success the last few years. Outside of the Browns, of course, who stink, since 2023, the start of 2023, Flacco's won at least the first 2 of 3 games with a new team going back it's been now 23, 24, exclude the Browns, and now here with Cincinnati.
Yeah, and he had that one run in Cleveland when he came off the couch a few years ago and somehow won Comeback Player of the Year and came on this show and was basically like, I don't want the award. Now, I hate to do this to you. I know you are a huge, and I mean a huge Yankee fan. A lot of Yankee fans are tired of Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone, but I feel as if the brunt of the criticism goes to Aaron Boone. So I'll ask you about both. Your feelings on Cashman and Boone. Are you done with both of them or just done with one of them?
Done with both. Clearly, it's not working. I say it about the Ravens, too. It takes me a long time to call for someone's job. Aaron Boone has been great to me. Brian Cashman has been very nice to me. I've worked with both of them. I hate doing this. The Yankees haven't had a World Series since 2009, and they've been in it, of course, but were embarrassed last year by the Dodgers. The same thing goes for football as baseball. When you're playing undisciplined, something's happening at the top. I know they are veteran players, and that shouldn't happen. Clearly, it's happening because there's no discipline on the team, and the team is running itself. Plus, you hear A-Rod and Jeter saying that the team's poorly constructed. Well, that's the general manager, Brian Cashman. I like that they took advantage of no Juan Soto this year, and they totally utilized the money correctly by taking in a Max Fried and going a little bit deeper. But the problem always lies within the Yankees organization of loyalty. I worked for them, and it is amazing quality to have as an organization to be loyal. Sometimes the Yankees are loyal to a fault, which is something Mr. George Steinbrenner was not. If you're not producing, we are not loyal. The Yankees have given too many people too many chances.
I sense a lot of pain and suffering in your voice that even though the Yankees have been eliminated
for a while. I sense a lot of happiness that you feel it.
I didn't say that. That's your assumption. You know what happens when you assume you make an ass out of you and me. But I will say with the Yankees, same story every year. And I get it this year with Cole out, Soto on the Mets, that the New York Yankees, right, we didn't know what to expect out of them. For most of the season, people were bitching. But in the big spots, the defense stinks and the bats are MIA. And it's been the same story now for the last six, seven seasons.
I guess you could say the Yankees' only saving grace was not being swept by the Red Sox at home,
yeah.
Which, if it did happen, maybe some changes could have happened to the Yankees' front office or the staff, which, I mean, I guess they did fire a couple of coaches, but that wasn't necessarily
the problem.
But that's
the thing. Like, the Yankees, they have, like, a high standard, right? The Steelers
yeah.
should have a high standard. The last few years, both of those teams, like the Steelers, their defense stunk last night. Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. And we're talking about the Yankees here. We're not talking about, you know, I'm going to throw out a team. I know they won a World Series not that long ago, the Kansas City Royals. It's like you're expected to win the World Series. You know,
Well, the problem is when you have superstars, when you have generational talent, you don't want to waste it. And I think that's where my two teams, the Yankees and the Ravens, and yes, I'm both. My dad's from Baltimore, my mom's from New York.
It's fine. Who cares? People, if they complain and get on you
for
that,
ask all the time because it doesn't make much sense. My two teams have a Lamar Jackson and an Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Two of the trans, you could say, generational talents that we have in the leagues, both leagues. Both fan bases are very worried that we're ruining the prime of these two players because of poor management. And I have to agree, Lamar Jackson's not the problem. The Ravens have been fumbling the football in big spots for the last 3-4 years. Same thing for the Yankees. Fumbling a ball, essentially, by committing errors and not coming up in big spots. I was at the game that eliminated the Yankees this year in the ILDS. And I remember there were a few at-bats where the third baseline is wide open. They're shifting. And it's Anthony Volpe at the plate. And I think it was a runner on first. Maybe no one was on. But you had to get something going. And Volpe struck out in like 14 of his last 19 at-bats. Volpe could have just bunted down the third baseline, which is something in 2009, Derek Jeter, Brett Gardner, those players would have done. And I know that Volpe's at the bottom of the lineup.
Sure.
But do something to get the game going when the bats aren't. The Yankees take the same approach at the plate. It's not aggressive. They sit there and watch. The off-speed stuff kills them. And there's no changes to be made. Like, even the Tigers, the Mariners, they start to play a little bit of small ball. The Blue Jays, they started crushing the baseball. But a lot of it wasn't just home runs. They get hits, and they learn how to get on base. And the Yankees just don't do that.
Now, we have a great listener, Psych Mamter, who's incredible with Photoshop and, like, making songs and things like that. I need a Photoshop of Ariel in the Spider-Man gif with her as a Ravens fan and then her as a Yankee fan, because it's the same thing. Like, you're pointing at one another and you're talking about them the same exact way, Aaron Judge and Lamar Jackson. So we talked about, obviously, Cashman and Boone. Are you done with Harbaugh? Are you like, all right, get rid of Harbaugh at the end of the season? It's time to reset?
This is the first year I've said I'm done with John Harbaugh. I feel the Steelers fans' pain with Mike Tomlin. How much can you be just above average but not good enough to win the big game? And the Ravens have done that. It's not about personnel. And I know people are calling for DaCosta's head, the GM of the Ravens. I'm calling first for the Ravens defensive coordinator, Zach Orr's head. I think he should have been gone. You can't start the season back-to-back years this way. Terrible. Then now, with again, last 5 years, big spots, team fumbling the football. You look at the Vikings, you look at the Niners. These are two teams this year that have lost quarterbacks, have lost bigger players outside of their quarterbacks. They are competitive.
Yeah.
They've been winning football games, or they're in football games. The Ravens haven't been in games for the last 3 weeks. I know it's been a tough schedule. At least look like you're trying. Tyler Huntley has started a playoff game for the Ravens as the backup quarterback, and yet they were in those games. Tyler Huntley covered nearly every game he started, including big spots like a playoff game. So has Harbaugh lost the locker room? Are they not as aggressive? I don't know what's going on in that room. But when things are messy, it typically starts from the top. And that's Aaron Boone, and that is John Harbaugh.
Wow, a fired up Ariel Epstein wants everyone out. She wants everyone fired with all
the
teams that she roots
for. You don't fumble the ball because Lamar Jackson's hurt.
Yeah. All righty, Nico, let's get to the music. We'll get to NFL picks here for week number 7. Ariel will give you 3 picks, and I'll give you 3 picks as well. Do we have the music? Do we have the music? We don't have the music. Okay, we don't need the music. We'll just spit fire with you anyway. Ariel, first pick here. What are you going to go against the spread?
Ooh, okay, we're going against the spread. Let's go with the New Orleans Saints. So the Saints, they have a running back named Alvin Kamara, who is a Pro Bowl running back, going up against one of the worst run Ds in football, the Chicago Bears. When you can maintain time of possession by running the football, like I'll give you a little dig, well, I guess it's not a dig, you're a Patriots fan. The Patriots did against the Cincinnati Bengals last year in week one when everyone thought the Bengals were going to win and the Patriots won outright week one last season. It's because you could run the football against a bad run D. So the Saints, they're getting a Bears team that I know has won three straight, covered as a dog, but they have played on the road and they haven't played as well at home. Caleb Williams, the quarterback for the Bears, he's 29th in passing success rate. Guess what? Spencer Rattler's not that bad. He's actually very middle of the pack average. So as long as the Saints can maintain possession of that football, they could keep this game close against the Bears D. Take the plus 5.5.
Yeah, I kind of love that pick too, because from a spite standpoint, I just do not like Ben Johnson, and Caleb Williams also annoys me too. So I could get on board with the Saints plus the 5.5 points. You mentioned my Patriots. We know Mike Vrabel's going to want to destroy Tennessee because
Are you going to take this public take like everyone all week?
Yeah. We're back in the penthouse, the New England Patriots. We are back. And you know what happens when they're back? I bet them and I win money. Give me the Patriots laying 6.5 points. And you know what? If I'm wrong and the Patriots win, I'm still good with that. If they don't cover the 6.5, if I'm wrong and I lose money gambling and the Patriots lose, yeah, that's when I get upset. So give me the Pats laying 6.5 points.
I'm going to take a 4 p.m. Eastern time game, the Chargers minus 1.5. This is a really good scheduling spot for LA to get the Colts. Chargers last week was the fourth time in six games that they were on the road. The Colts, they're playing great and they're winning the games they should. They played Miami, Tennessee, and Vegas. They beat up a banged up Arizona team, and I know they beat Denver. That was their big win. Remember, the Colts should have lost that game. There was a penalty on the field goal.
Yeah.
And if they didn't get that penalty called on them, they would have lost. But that penalty helped them kick another field goal, and the Colts ended up beating the Denver Broncos. The Chargers minus 1.5 at home. Great spot against the Colts.
All righty. I'm going to go Monday Night Football. I know we have a doubleheader. I am going to take the Seahawks laying 3.5. I don't really trust Sam Darnold in a big spot, but they're in front of the 12th man. But who I don't trust in a big spot is also C.J. Stroud. I feel like anytime there's a primetime game or a big spot for the Texans in the history of my lifetime, they lose. So this game is later. It's 10 p.m. Eastern time. I'll probably be asleep by 10:30. I'll probably be up. Let's be real. I stay up till 1 in the morning anyway to watch these games. But I hope to be asleep during this game because I want the Seahawks to roll them and make me go to bed by the third quarter. So give me Seattle laying 3.5.
I'll take the other Monday Night Football game. I'm laying 5.5 with Detroit. I know that the Lions secondary is banged up and there's some suspensions and injuries. The Bucs' entire receiving corps is hurt. It's not like, oh, well, they've got a great running back. No, their whole game has been Baker Mayfield throwing the football. I'm not worried about the Lions secondary being banged up because their pass rush is still really freaking good. And that's not the Bucs game. They're going to get to Baker. I'll lay 5.5 at home in Detroit after those Lions just got embarrassed by the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right. I will be doing the game for Compass Media Networks in the studio, Commanders and Cowboys pre-half and post. With that being said, I think a lot of people are going to bet the Cowboys. I don't know if that information is true or not. It's just the way that I personally
feel. Well, I was
feel.
Going to if yeah. it wasn't for Trayvon Diggs getting a concussion in his house.
Yes, which I read about today, which is just absolutely crazy. And you had all those two players got injured last week for the Colts, like in pregame warmups or something like that. So it's been one of those weird years. But I look at the Cowboys, I think a lot of people from afar are going to be like, oh, they have the number one offense. Oh, CeeDee Lamb's coming back. George Pickens. Maybe the Cowboys are going to find a way to even this thing up and get to 3-3-1 on the season. And I look at the Commanders, Deebo Samuel probably not playing. Terry McLaurin also probably not playing. This Cowboys defense just stinks, and I like Jaden Daniels to bounce back from a loss, and I'm getting a point and a half here. I'll take the Commanders plus a point and a half. So the three picks this week, Ariel's going to go Saints plus 5.5, Chargers minus 1.5, Lions minus 5.5, and I'm going to take the Patriots minus 6.5, the Seahawks minus 3.5, and the Commanders plus a point and a half. Once again, you can visit Ariel's website, thepropqueen.com. Make sure you do that. Get some merchandise, take all of her picks, all that stuff. Follow the great Ariel Epstein. Ariel, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Good luck this weekend.
You got it. Arielle Epstein joining us right there on the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.